All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we're diving headfirst into the wild world of meme coin.
Yeah, hold on tight.
And to help us navigate this crazy landscape, we're checking out a platform that's making some serious waves, Eve.ai. They're saying they can actually make meme coin trading, well, easier.
Easier. Oh, that's a bold claim.
Right. But is it even possible? Like, can you really tame the meme coin beast? That's what we're going to find out today.
I'm intrigued.
Me too. And we're going straight to the source for this one. We've got Eve.ai's own blog post, hot off the press from their Medium page. This thing just dropped in February 2025, so it's fresh.
Oh, wow. So we're getting it right from the horse's mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see what they're all about, shall we?
Let's dive in.
Okay, so before we get into the nitty-gritty of Eve.ai, let's make sure everyone's on the same page.
Sure.
What are meme coins exactly? Like, for someone who's maybe heard the term but doesn't really get it.
Meme coins, right? They're kind of like, imagine the crypto equivalent of that, that viral video that everyone's sharing.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
But with the potential to like make or break your bank account, seriously.
Oh yeah, that adds a whole new level of intensity to those cat videos.
Definitely. So meme coins, they're cryptocurrencies, but often based on, well, memes. I bet you've heard of Dogecoin, maybe Shiba Inu.
Oh yeah, those are like the OG meme coins.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing about meme coins is they can like skyrocket in value, but it's super unpredictable.
So it's kind of like a roller coaster ride that might just launch you into space,
Yeah.
or maybe just crash spectacularly.
That's a perfect way to put it. It's a wild ride.
And that's where Av.ai thinks they have a solution.
That's what they're claiming, yeah. Their big thing is this new pump section they've launched on their platform.
Pump section, huh? Okay, tell me more.
So the idea is that they're trying to like sort meme coins, based on how mature they are, how far along they are in their life
Or
cycles.
mature, like they've got a 401k and a mortgage.
Not quite. But it's kind of like that. They've got this three-column layout on the platform: new, soon, and graduated.
It's like a school for meme coins.
Right. I know. But it's actually a pretty clever way to organize things.
Okay, I'm hooked. Break it down for me. What's going on in each of these columns? Let's start with new. What's that all about?
So the new column, that's where you find all the like fresh out the oven meme coins, just launched, haven't really done much yet.
So that's for the folks who are chasing that like early bird adrenaline rush kind of investment.
Exactly. High risk, potentially high reward for the true gamblers, you know.
Got it. And what about soon? Is that where the coins go to, like, chill out before they hit the big time?
In a way, soon is kind of like the waiting room.
Okay.
These are the tokens that are about to launch, giving you a chance to maybe do some research, maybe try and spot the next big thing before everyone else jumps in.
Ah, so a bit more strategic, a bit less impulsive. I like
Yeah,
that.
exactly. A little less about just throwing darts at a board, a little more planning involved.
All right, makes sense. So then, what about graduated? Does that mean these coins have like learned their ABCs and are ready for retirement?
I wish. No, not quite. Graduated in Av.ai terms means these are the meme coins that have already kind of, gone through those crazy pumps.
They've been through the ringer.
Right. They've stood the test of time, proven they have at least some staying power, shown some stability.
So that's maybe where you go if you want something a little less intense, let's say.
Yeah, I think it would definitely appeal to someone who wants to play it a little safer.
So it's like Av.ai is trying to say, hey, we're not just going to throw a bunch of random meme coins at you and wish you luck.
Yeah.
We're actually going to try and give you some context, help you figure out what you're getting into.
It's almost like choosing between, like, I don't know, a brand new restaurant that no one's reviewed yet, a place that has some buzz but hasn't even opened its doors yet, or like, a tried and true favorite.
Ooh, that's a good analogy.
The place with a solid reputation.
Yeah.
That's the graduated column.
Right. So this whole new soon graduated thing, I gotta admit, it's actually kind of clever.
Yeah, I think so too.
Especially for someone who's like totally new to this whole meme coin scene.
Oh, absolutely. It can be so overwhelming when you're first starting out.
Right. It's like, where do you even begin?
And this approach, this whole life cycle segmentation thing, I think it's really designed to give you a sense of, where a meme coin is on its journey. Like, are you getting in on the ground floor? Are you hopping on the hype train midway through? Or are you looking for something a bit more, well, established?
Yeah, it's like instead of just seeing this jumble of meme coin names, you're getting a little snapshot of their personality. Like, oh, this one's the risky rebel, this one's the up-and-comer, and this one's the seasoned veteran.
Haha, exactly. And that can make a big difference when you're trying to make a quick decision.
Oh, yeah, because in this market, speed is key.
And this approach helps minimize that feeling of information overload, you know,
Oh, yeah.
which can be a huge barrier to entry for a lot of people.
Totally, because when you're just bombarded with information, it's easy to just shut down and be like, nope, I'm out.
For sure.
But speaking of information, Av.ai isn't just sticking to one blockchain, are they? They're kind of branching out.
This is where it gets even more interesting. They're actually supporting both Solana and Binance Smart Chain.
Whoa, okay, two for one.
So you've got access to meme coins on both of those networks, all within the Av.ai platform.
So they're not just about organization. They're trying to be like the one-stop shop for all your meme coin needs.
Seems like it.
That's ambitious.
Yeah.
Okay, now I need a crash course.
Yeah.
Tell me more about these different blockchains and like what each of them brings to the meme coin party.
All right, so on Solana, Avda.ai has integrated platforms like Pump.fun and Runeshot, which are known for, let's just say they've got some pretty intense pump action going on.
Oh boy, sounds a little wild.
It can be, yeah. And then on the Binance Smart Chain side, they're featuring 4.meme,
Okay.
which is more known for its community-driven approach, I guess you could say.
So different vibes, different communities, but all accessible through av.ai.
That's the idea.
Okay, so for you, dear listener, this means options. You can dip your toes into different meme coin pools, see what vibe resonates with you. Honestly, I'm starting to get kind of intrigued by all this.
Me too.
But before we get too carried away, let's take a step back. Big picture time. What do you think? This whole organized meme coin trading thing, is it actually a good thing?
That's a good question.
Or does it just like put lipstick on a pig? You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like just because something's user-friendly doesn't mean it's suddenly safe.
You've got a point there.
Okay, so we're back and we're still kind of wrestling with this idea of organized meme coin trading.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out if Av.ai is onto something genius here or if this is just, you know, putting lipstick on a pig.
Right, because making something easier to use doesn't magically make it less risky.
Exactly. And meme coins, let's be real, they are inherently speculative.
Oh, app.
I mean, I'd like to think that anyone who's listening to this, anyone who's even remotely interested in investing, they wouldn't just jump into something just because the platform looks slick.
Right.
Right?
Well, you'd hope not, but you never know.
Right. But that's kind of what Av.ai is trying to address here. At least that's how I'm reading their blog post.
Yeah.
You talk about transparency, providing on-chain data, all that good stuff. Is that just fancy talk? Or is there actually substance behind it?
Well, data is never a bad thing, right? Having more information at your fingertips can definitely help you make better decisions.
Yeah.
But even the most sophisticated data analysis, it can't predict the whims of the internet. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And the internet, well, that's often what's driving those meme coin prices.
So you're saying Av.ai might be able to show me what's happening, but not necessarily why.
Exactly. It's like they're giving you the pieces of the puzzle, but not the whole picture.
And it's that why that's usually fueled by like rumors and hype and those crazy celebrity tweets.
Oh, yeah, all the stuff that's basically impossible to predict or quantify.
Right. So Av.ai might be handing you this nice organized toolbox, but you still need to know how to use the tools.
And that's the tricky part.
Yeah, because knowing which wrench to use doesn't mean you could fix a car.
Exactly. It's like having a fancy GPS system that can tell you the roads, but it can't tell you about the traffic jams or the construction detours.
Ooh, I like that analogy.
You still need to be able to read a map and make judgments on the fly.
So what you're saying is, even with the best intentions, a platform like Av.ai could unintentionally attract people who just aren't ready for the wild ride that is meme coin trading.
It's a possibility, yeah. Like someone who sees a shiny new sports car and thinks, oh, I can totally handle that, but they've never even driven a stick shift before.
Oh man, that's a recipe for disaster.
It can be, yeah.
So then, does that mean Av.ai is doing more harm than good? Like, is this ultimately a bad thing for the crypto space?
I don't necessarily think so. I think it really comes down to individual responsibility, you know? Like you wouldn't blame a car manufacturer for someone speeding, right? You can't blame the platform for how people choose to use it.
That's true.
Sure, Av.ai has a responsibility to be transparent about the risks, absolutely.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's up to each individual to do their own research, to understand what they're getting into.
Okay, so it's less about is this platform safe and more about am I prepared to use this platform safely?
Exactly.
And that's a conversation that honestly every potential investor, whether it's meme coins or anything else, needs to have with themselves.
Absolutely. And it's a conversation that, honestly, we should be having more openly in the crypto space, especially as crypto becomes more mainstream.
Oh, for sure. Speaking of mainstream, there's a part of me that wonders if platforms like Av.ai, even with their good intentions, are they making meme coins seem too legitimate?
Interesting point.
Like maybe that whole Wild West feel
is
actually what kept some people cautious. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you take that away, if you make it all neat and tidy, do you end up with more people getting burned?
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's about finding that balance between making crypto accessible and welcoming.
Yeah.
But without creating this false sense of security, like everything's going to be fine because the platform looks nice.
Right, exactly. So maybe what we need, along with these really innovative platforms, is like a parallel track of education, constantly reminding people that, hey, this is cool and all, but it's also potentially dangerous.
I completely agree. And that education, it can't just come from the platforms themselves.
Right, because they obviously have a vested interest in getting more users.
Right, exactly. It needs to come from independent sources, from communities, from people who've been in the trenches, experienced investors who are willing to share their knowledge, their mistakes even.
You know, it's funny. We started this whole deep dive just looking at the specifics of Av.ai and their platform.
Yeah.
But we've ended up talking about, like, the broader responsibility of the entire crypto space.
It's true, but it makes sense because even something as niche as meme coins, it's still connected to these bigger questions, you know? Accessibility, education, and trust.
Trust is huge.
If people don't trust the system, then the whole thing falls apart.
Well said. Okay, so I think we've sufficiently explored the potential downsides here. Let's give Av.ai some credit where it's due.
Okay.
They are doing some cool stuff, especially when it comes to integrating different blockchains.
Yeah, we touched on this earlier, but it's definitely worth exploring further.
Right. So for our listener who might be thinking, okay, this all sounds interesting, but where do I even start? What does that actually mean for them? What does it look like to have these different blockchains all in one place?
Well, it means you're not limited to just one ecosystem, right? So like with Solana and its platforms like Pump.Fun and Moonshot, that's where you often find those super fast moving coins, you know, the ones that pump and dump really quickly.
So for the true gamblers, the ones who love a wild roller coaster ride.
Exactly. And then you have Binance Smart Chain, which is a bit more established.
Okay.
Wider variety of projects there. 4.meme, which Av.ai integrates, is a good example. More community-driven, maybe a bit less chaotic than some of the Solana stuff.
So more like a scenic train ride, but maybe with a few unexpected turns.
Exactly. And having it all under one roof just simplifies things.
Makes sense.
You don't have to set up a bunch of different wallets, learn all these different interfaces. It's all right there.
Okay, I see the appeal. It's like having this, like, multi-tool for the meme coin world.
Yeah.
But even with the best multi-tool, you still need to know how to use it.
Oh, absolutely.
Which brings us back to education, education, education. And that's something we'll continue to explore in the final part of our deep dive. Stay tuned. And we're back for the grand finale of our meme coin deep dive.
The third act.
Exactly. We've spent a good chunk of time exploring Av.ai's platform.
Mm-hmm.
Good, the bad, the maybe a little bit ugly.
All the sides of the coin, so to speak.
Nice one. But now I want to zoom out a bit.
Okay.
See how all of this fits into the bigger picture of the crypto world, you know?
The grand scheme of things.
Exactly. And I think what's really interesting about Av.ai is that they're not just building a trading platform.
Right.
They're essentially making a bet, a big bet, on the future of meme coins.
Yeah.
They're saying these tokens, these things that a lot of people still just dismiss as jokes.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying meme coins are here to stay.
It's a bold statement.
Right. So that begs the question, is it a smart bet? I mean, sure, Dogecoin and Shiba Inu, those are the big names, they've made headlines.
Yeah.
But are meme coins really going to be something people take seriously long term?
That's the $1 million question, isn't it?
It really is.
But I think one way to think about it is, crypto in general, it's still pretty early days, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And in that world, meme coins, they're kind of like the rebellious teenagers, you know?
Oh, okay, I like that analogy.
They're loud, they're attention-grabbing, they don't really care about following the rules.
They're just here to have a good time.
Exactly.
So maybe instead of asking if meme coins will be taken seriously, the question is, will they change what serious even means in the crypto world?
Ooh, I like that.
Right.
It's a good way to frame it because meme coins, they tap into something powerful
like that.
community, virality, that fun factor,
Yeah.
traditional finance, it can be pretty stuffy, pretty intimidating.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But meme coins with all the dog memes and internet
Yeah,
slang.
they're way more approachable.
Exactly. So maybe for someone who's brand new to crypto, seeing a Dogecoin meme, that's a lot less scary than trying to wrap your head around a blockchain.
Oh, 100%. A blockchain is definitely more intimidating than a Shiba Inu.
Right. And that's why I think this approach that Avi.ai is taking, it's so interesting.
Yeah.
They're acknowledging that power of community, the power of fun, and they're trying to build tools that work with it, not against it.
So it's not about saying, hey, meme coins, grow up and be serious. It's about saying, okay, this is a thing. Let's figure out how to make it work.
Exactly.
And I bet that resonates with a lot of people, especially younger generations, who are just used to interacting with finance in a completely different way than, their parents or grandparents.
Oh, for sure. And that's an important point because the future of crypto, the future of finance, it's going to be shaped by the people who are comfortable in this new landscape.
People get it.
Exactly.
So maybe Avi.ai is playing the long game here.
Could be.
They're not just trying to cash in on the current meme coin frenzy. They're thinking about a future where these tokens are a legitimate part of the whole financial ecosystem.
That's a really interesting way to look at it.
Right. And it raises even more questions.
Like what?
Like, what happens if meme coins go mainstream? Does that make the market even more volatile? Does it attract more regulation?
Oh, good question.
Right. And then there's this whole issue of balancing innovation with investor protection, especially for people who are new to all this and maybe easily swayed by hype.
That's a big one.
Yeah, I don't have the answers, but I think these are the conversations we need to be having now.
Oh, absolutely.
Because things are changing so fast, the lines between traditional finance and this new decentralized world, they're getting blurrier and blurrier.
And the rules are still being written.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so exciting, right? It's unpredictable, it's challenging, and it's making us completely rethink how money works, how we create value.
It's a whole new world.
It really is. And while some people might look at meme coins and just think, oh, that's silly, that's just a fad, I think they're actually a really fascinating microcosm of all these bigger forces at play.
Oh, 100%.
It's this clash between the old and the new, the serious and the silly, the centralized and the decentralized.
Meme coins are like a little window into the future.
Exactly. So for you, dear listener, the big takeaway here is this. Pay attention to the meme coins, but not just because they might make you a quick buck.
Right.
Pay attention because they're a window into the future of finance, a sign that things are changing.
And that change can be exciting and a little bit scary.
For sure.
So as we navigate this crazy new world, it's crucial to stay informed, ask questions, and never stop learning.
Because the only certainty in crypto is that nothing is certain.
Well said.
All right, everyone, that's a wrap on our meme coin deep dive. Keep those eyes peeled, those minds curious, and as always, happy diving.